Derek Warren here in studio with Jody Taylor of Visit Effingham. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks, Derek.
Yeah, and we have Thanksgiving coming up here this month. It's November. We're getting into the busy part of the season.
Yes.
So what events do we have coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. November is a busy month. As soon as we get past Halloween, we are just full steam ahead with so much holiday fun and just good stuff going on. So happy to talk about all the stuff that's going on. I figured I'd just jump right into the Effingham Performance Center shows first. Yeah. They've got a really good lineup for the month of November. On November 7th, they have Straight No Chaser. And that's like the a cappella harmony group. They are so good. And it's going to be a holiday-based show. So it'll be really fun for people that kind of want to get into the holiday spirit right away in November. That's always really fun. And then the next day on November 8th is a show called Disenchanted. This is an adult show. It is a hilarious musical. And they're really promoting this as like a ladies' night. It's, you know, it's kind of a Snow White and the other princesses are realizing that maybe their lives aren't that great and they're going to figure out what to do about it. So I think I've heard that this thing is hilarious. If you need a night out on November 8th, go to this show. It's going to be really, really funny. So again, adult only. It is not a kids show, but it is just going to be a really hilarious musical, and I think people will really like it. So
cool, yeah, and right before the holiday season too.
Something fun to do. So, and then on November 15th is Three Dog Night. So everyone knows, you know, just that classic rock. Joy to the World is one of their biggest hits. I know those. That one is quickly selling out. There are still tickets available, but if you're interested in that one, get them now. On November 19th is Teresa Caputo Live. If you've ever watched the Long Island Medium, she will be in. And that is, I believe, sold out, but you can always check with them sometimes, especially as it gets really close. They'll have a couple seats opening up, but I think that's going to be a really, really cool show. And I love when the EPC brings in, you know, these things that we're, you know, just not used to. It's a different kind of show.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be more like audience interactions and stuff like that. So that one's going to be a really cool experience.
Lots of variety on these shows this month for sure.
Yeah, so much going on. And then after that, on November 21st is Hairball. They're back again. And that's that like 80s rock and roll Kiss, Queen, Van Halen. They dress up like them and they put on a really, really good show. So if that is your type of music, we encourage you to go. It's so fun. And then on November 22nd is Michael Kavanaugh Christmas. So it's going to be, again, another fun Christmas show right before Thanksgiving. He's going to sing a lot of, you know, classic holiday tunes along with some Billy Joel and Elton John hits. Just a really fun. And he is very, very talented. I think he actually played, I can't remember, I think it was Elton John in the movie about Elton John. So he is like a very good impersonator, a really good singer. So again, if you're looking for a really good show and you want to, you know, kind of get into the Christmas spirit a little bit early, it's going to be another fun one. So yeah, they've got, the EPC has a really, really good lineup for the month of November. So if you're looking for something to do in November, definitely hit that up.
Yeah, it's the busy season for the EPC, that's
it
for
is.
Sure.
It is, yes, yeah. And I know that they always talk about, too, they do their whole Give the Gift campaign. So if you're starting to think about Christmas shopping yet, you can get gift certificates there. And that is such a good, because they have such a good lineup for the rest of the year, too.
Yeah.
So something really fun to be able to experience with other people. And then we have a long list of events coming up besides that. So one more Halloween event in the month of November. So on November 1st, Wheat Penny is doing a Halloween disco party.
Yeah.
So if you want to celebrate Halloween just a little bit longer on Saturday, they're going to have a really fun. Wheat Penny is obviously, it's an adult party, 21 and older, but it is just a really cool space, and they go all out for things like this. So that's going to be really fun on November 1st.
And you get to go back in time a little bit to discuss.
Yeah, and that's just such a fun, like, to dress up like that. You know, costumes are encouraged. You don't have to, but it's fun. So also on November 1st is Effing Con.
Yeah,
and
that comes back again this
year. Yes, yeah. So Matthew Craig does a great job with this. And gamers, whether you're a video or a tabletop game, this convention is for you. It's at the Village Square Mall. It's going to be, you know, they have actual, like, kind of like tournament gaming going on there. And then they also have, like, speakers and different things like that going on. Wow. So definitely check that out if that's something that you enjoy. November 3rd through the 8th, Downtown is doing the Ultimate Holiday Shop Hop. And this just encouraging people to go downtown and start shopping locally for the holiday season. You can also get a passport. You stamp that passport at all the different downtown shops, and you get entered to win, I think, like a gift basket of downtown stuff.
Yeah,
so
a mixed match of all of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So really fun. And again, you know, at the holiday season, remember, you know, to shop local. And the downtown business group, they just do such a good job of getting their stuff out there and trying to work together to get people downtown. So that's always a really fun thing, too. November 14th and 15th, the Midwest Markets Christmas Market is back, and that's at the Effingham Event Center. This is a two-day shopping extravaganza where any like crafts, clothes, food, anything that you can think of for Christmas, they're going to have that there. So super fun. We always love the Midwest Market events. And then on November 16th is a Merry Little Christmas at Pinky's. This event is going to be really fun. I think this is their second year of doing this event out at Pinky's, and it's so fun. Obviously, they're going to have their globes out there where, you know, you can get stay warm and eat outside, which is just such a cool experience through the winter months anyway. But this is a free community event. They're going to have carriage rides, bounce houses, petting zoo, cooking, ornament decorating.
Wow.
Santa is going to be there. The Grinch is going to be there. They're going to have s'mores and all kinds of stuff. So
awesome.
Just a really, really cool free community event at Pinky's. And, you know, kind of, again, as we're getting ready for the holiday season, a fun thing to do on a Saturday. So we encourage people to go out there for that, too. November 21st, Tuscan Hills Winery is having a Grapes of Wrath murder mystery dinner.
I was wondering when this was going to come up.
Yes,
they always have a murder
mystery.
Yeah, sometime.
I think especially through like the winter months, they really, I know they've got some more coming up afterwards. And these things are so fun. You know, it is a ticketed event, but you get your food, you know, it's catered. And then you get like just this really fun show that you can be involved in too.
Definitely.
So they're so fun. They do a great job out there of that. And then November 26th is our Walking Through Wonderland event. So we're so excited about this. It's at Community Park from 5 to 8 p.m. And it is a night where we shut the Wonderland and lights down for cars. So cars can't go through that night. You can walk through, you know, view the displays at your own leisure. We have live Christmas music going on. Santa's there. The Grinch is there. When you reach the actual end of the walk, we've got complimentary refreshments from Dan Hecht. We'll have that's Fireside. We've got fire pits going. Then we've got other food vendors there for purchase. We've got cookie decorating. You can make ornaments, face painting. So many things for people to do, and it's all free. So, this is the night before Thanksgiving. So it's truly, you know, we hope if you have family in town for Thanksgiving, come and, you know, really get into the holiday spirit.
Definitely.
Enjoy this. The only thing that you would have to purchase is if you want additional food, we will have food vendors there, some snacks and some actual food. So, but lots of free, fun entertainment for the whole family. And it's just super magical. This night we've got snow going. We're hoping for better weather this year. The first couple years was great weather. Last year it rained, and that was a bummer. We still got over 1,000 people that came out last year. In years past, we've seen over 4,000 people come through in there.
That's incredible.
So, we love the event. It's a lot of hard work, but we're very excited about it.
seeing the smiles on everybody's faces makes
it
worth it.
Yes, yes. And hopefully it's becoming a family tradition for people now that we're in our fifth year. So we're excited about that. And then along with that, obviously, is the Wonderland and Lights, which is just our drive-through holiday display. That officially opens on Thanksgiving, which is November 27th. We always open it early, so follow us along on social media as we open that early, I'm sure, this year. The guys are already out there working really hard to get it all set up because it takes a lot of time and effort to get all of those displays up.
All hands on deck.
It really is, yeah. But we're excited about it. That'll be, 7 days a week, and it's free. Donations are appreciated. Those help us get the lights up every year, new displays. We've got new displays this year at the park. We've got a new display downtown. So we're really just very excited about it. We hope people come through as much as they want.
Yeah, definitely.
And then we also have our Holiday Lights and Festive Sights tour again this year. So we kind of always say that that kicks off right around the Thanksgiving time because people start decorating for Christmas at that point. Yeah. And again, we're going to take the first 20 homes or businesses that want to be in the tour. You just have to basically enter your home or your business in the tour. We'll take the first 20 stops. And then people will be able to vote on their favorite home or business.
In case you're new to it, this is the replacement for
the competition. Yeah. Yes, yeah. So this is the replacement. We used to do the competition where we had a couple categories. And then we decided last year to kind of move that from, less about competition, more about community, and just make it a tour. Because most people, they like to get the map. They like to drive around. They like to see all the lights. So we wanted it to be more about, those family traditions. So we hope people will, enter. And it's kind of first come, first serve as far as the first 20 stops go. So if you want, you do have to be decorated before you enter. So we don't want you just to enter before you have your home decorated.
Yeah, I don't want to just look at a house. Yeah.
So, but voting will be from December 12th through December 30th. So you'll have a lot of time, even after, a little bit of time after Christmas to still go out and enjoy the lights. And really, that's what it's about.
I think they're up till the beginning of the year, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So we really just want people to be able to go around and enjoy lights with their family. And that's really what the tour is about, rather than making it, more of a competition. So and all of that information will be on our website and our Facebook page if people want more information on that kind of stuff. But we're very excited about it. In addition to that, on November 28th through December 27th is the Tinsel and Tails at Cardinal Golf Course. So this is every Friday and Saturday, basically between, Thanksgiving and after Christmas. This benefits ears. And basically you jump on a golf cart and you can ride around the golf course, and they're going to have a bunch of displays out on the golf course. And then afterwards they have hot cocoa and s'mores, some festive photo ops. And there is a fee to do this, but all of that money goes back to ears. So it's a great, it's a really cool Christmas thing that you can do with your family and, help a good cause too. So we love that.
Yeah, definitely.
And then on November 29th is the Hometown Christmas and the Lighted Christmas Parade. There's so much going on this weekend of Thanksgiving this year, which we love. So lots of the Chamber is doing a great job with this. Again, they're going to have from 3 to 5, they've got like Santa's Workshop with all the little fun stuff to do where you'll be able to, decorate cookies and make ornaments and hair tinsel and reindeer food. And then they have the horse-drawn carriage rides, the tractor train rides. They've got food for purchase. And then the lighted Christmas parade starts at 5 p.m., and that'll just go down Jefferson. Basically, it kind of starts at Beanstalk Boutique, and then it runs just through the courthouse lawn there on the square.
Right, yeah.
But it's such a cool thing. I love that they're doing the lighted Christmas parade. It gets a little bit bigger every year. It's just, it's super fun. The city of Effingham is always in it. We like to have our snow machines out there, so it snows a little bit
as they're going by.
Yeah, so it's really fun. So we love that. And then after the parade is over, I know Face will be down there. They'll be singing, and then the orchestra will be down there. Santa will be down there. He'll make his grand appearance, too. So
get to see the new gazebo, too.
Yes. Yeah, that pavilion looks so good. They've done such a good job. And all of our 3D lighted displays will be on then, too. So our big Christmas tree, What we call our Light Up the Lawn with all the big displays will be down there. So it's just going to be a magical weekend in Effingham.
And it's always a little different each year, too. I know they always got the tree, but they always got different displays.
Yes, yeah, we've got different displays. We've got one new one this year that's going to go by Santa. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah.
Also November 29th, Magic and Mischief, a Winter Witch Market and Yule Ball at the Convention Center. So really cool. If you're into the witch and just all that like Yule Ball stuff, I think it's going to be really enchanting and magical. The market itself is during the day, and then they're going to have the Yule Ball at night. Okay. So I think that's going to be super fun. Hazel Jane is putting that on. November 29th is Small Business Saturday. We just want to remind people about that. Shop local. November 30th, All I Want for Christmas Craft and Vendor Show is at the Convention Center. Again, getting people ready for Christmas. And then on November 30th also is Christmas at the Cross. And they always have some really great stuff going on out there for that too. So that sums up November. There is a lot going on.
Yeah, no kidding.
We always encourage people to check out our website, visit effinghamil.com. We've got all of that on there. So if you want more information, times, follow us along on Facebook and Instagram, or visit Effingham. And again, I'm excited to come back and talk a little bit more about the stuff that we're sponsoring when it gets a little bit closer, because there is a lot of good stuff happening in November.
Yeah, yeah. All kinds of stuff, especially that week of Thanksgiving. There's all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah, if you can't find something to do, you're not trying hard enough on that weekend in Thanksgiving, because there is something every single day. And yeah, we're really excited about the holidays coming up.
Definitely. It's a great time of year. And then next time we talk, we're talking about the holiday lights and all that.
Absolutely. So.